Welcome to another edition of the Kid Zach Podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I'm back, baby. I am back, and it feels good to be back, ladies and gentlemen, on this bright morning we're having right now. Currently, it's Monday morning. Like I said, I probably upload this Tuesday. Hey, I may try to get this uploaded today. But man, we got a lot to talk about. But I know you're like, wait, Zach, don't just act funny and stuff. Where you been? Your boy been on vacation. I ain't gonna lie. Soaking up that good sun, you know what I'm saying? The ocean, the pool, all those things, you know, on the beach. Doing those things, having a great time. You know, me and Jazz, though, went on a vacation, man, in Miami. My first time in Miami, her first time in Miami, her first time flying. Man, it was an amazing time. I had so much fun. I didn't want to leave. But, man, had to get back down here, man, get back to work. Things of that nature, man. And I've been trying to get back on my podcast. You know, I've been on vacay doing that. And there's been so much breaking news that's been happening while I've been on vacation. Like, a whole lot. Like, you guys don't understand how much I want to get on here right away. But, you know, I had to sit back, relax, enjoy my time there with Jazz, man. And, boy, did we. I can't wait for the next trip next year. But as you can see today, I'm solo dolo today. DJ had things to take care of and work and whatnot, man. That's fine. He should be back with us next week. But, you know, I got this new schedule for my job now. So that's kind of what's throwing things off. Like, when he's off, I'm working. And when I'm off, he's working type deal. So that's what's happening right now between us. But of course, we'll get it back on track. But until then, it's just me and y'all. Is that cool? That cool? Cool. Say less. I bet. Man, now that you know where I've been at, now that you know why I'm solo dolo today on the Kid Zach Podcast, but I'm really not solo because I got my people with me. Y'all my people. Y'all listening to me, you feel me? Let's get into some of this breaking news that's been happening nonstop. So let's get the rundown and get straight into the show because I don't even want to waste any more time. I don't want to waste no more time. So let's talk about it. NBA champions Giannis Antetokounmpo and his Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Phoenix Suns for the NBA title. Is this, you know, what they did? Does it prove that you don't need a super team to win a championship? We'll discuss. Also, second in that right there, Russell Westbrook joins the Los Angeles Lakers. No, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not stuttering and you're not hearing me wrong. I said it right. Russell Westbrook is joining the Los Angeles Lakers. How, when, where did this work? Will it work? We're going to find out. Kyle Lowry joins my Miami Heat. Does this now put the Miami Heat in good contention like they need to be with this veteran presence for Kyle Lowry? Stephen Curry, the babyface assassin, my favorite player, signs up for 4 more years for the Golden State Warriors and also welcomes back a friend on the team. We'll discuss who that is and possibly the Warriors can make another run with this addition. Lonzo Ball and DeMar DeRozan joins the Chicago Bulls. Could this right here be one of the biggest deals of free agency? I believe so. I will tell you why coming up. And Josh Allen's contract, man. Woo-wee. 6 years, $280 million. Okay. But with this contract comes expectations. And as those expectations, man, you must be Pat Mahomes and head to the Super Bowl to deliver a championship for the Buffalo Bills. We will discuss. So, guys, without further ado, after that lineup I just gave you, let's get into the show. Okay, so Giannis Antetokounmpo is the NBA champion, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give it up. Let's give it up. Let's give it up, man. I've came on this show and I've talked about this, man. I think one of the last episodes you guys heard was me discussing with DJ how I believe that they were going to defeat the Atlanta Hawks in the East Conference Finals, and they did. And whatnot. But so, first off, before I just talk about the game, I want to give Giannis his credit, man. Congratulations to Giannis Antetokounmpo, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. This is a guy that's been criticized up and down, a guy who was drafted, you know, I think, believe in the first round, really not a whole lot of expectation, whatnot, came to this country, gave everything back to his family, you know what I mean? Bust his behind and become the player that he is today and consistently keep working. It's been embarrassed at times on the court. It's like I said, been naked out there and continuously kept balling out, and it paid off for him. You cannot be mad at Giannis. He's a great guy. He's a hard worker. He's worked for this. He deserved this championship as well as these Milwaukee Bucks. Good credit to the coaching staff, GM, owner, for putting these pieces around Giannis as well to build this team and to win a championship their way and not everybody else's way. And I want to say this while I talk about the game. I think other teams could take note of this. Not necessarily, you know, doing exactly what Giannis did or whatnot, but the thing is this. They won it their way. They didn't want to go get two, three more guys, superstars, to come play and walk. They got role players that Giannis wanted, put them around him and say, you, go be the centerpiece, go win. You don't have to do this by yourself, though. We have guys for you. And that's exactly what they did, man. So shout out to Giannis and shout out to the Bucks for that. But, man, this series right here against the Phoenix Suns, kudos to the Phoenix Suns, man. Chris Paul, man, it sucked not seeing him get his ring after, I believe, 16 years on the court. But, man, you can't be mad, you know, at the series that these guys had. The Bucks just turned out to be the better team. They lost the first two games, and they just kept going. They kept going and took off 1-4 straight from there, right? It was crazy. They didn't really think it was going to happen like that, but it did. Man, so Phoenix Suns definitely have a bright future with those players. They re-signed Cameron Payne. They got DeAndre Ayton, Devin Booker, and Chris Paul is also re-signed as well because clearly he sees something special there, and we all do as well, man. And I cannot wait to see these guys on the court again next year to make another run for it and see what happens. But in this last game, man, that they played, I believe it was game six, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, game six. Giannis, 50 points, 14 rebounds, man, 42 minutes, man. I think he had like 6 blocks or something like that. Amazing, man. And you just look at how other guys contributed. Holiday with 12 points, Middleton with 17, excuse me, got a little nasally. Bobby Portis, how about Bobby Portis, got 16 points. 16 points from Bobby Portis, man. The Bucks really love him, that entire nation, Bucks Nation. You know, they love them. Deer heads, whatever they call themselves. And the Suns, that game, Crowder put up 15, 13 boards. Aiden had 12. You know, you got to do more in a closeout game like that. Devin Booker had 19. Chris Paul 26 with 5 assists. So, yeah, man, kudos to Giannis and the Bucks, man. You're NBA champions, man. You did it your way, man. A lot of people could take note from that, man. So, hey, looking at it, it's like, man, it really gave you that feeling that when Dirk Nowitzki won the championship. That's the feeling I really got, right? Because he beat my Miami Heat, who had LeBron, Wade, and Bosh at the time. You know what I'm saying? He did, I believe, also defeated Kobe and him on the way there, too. I mean, I could be wrong about that. But he defeated them in the championship, and he didn't have no superstars around him. He had great role players around him. And you got a lot of kids in his era coming up. All they know is what people call the super teams, right? All they know is 2-3 stars on one team. They don't know about Dirk doing what he did against a so-called super team, right, per se. So, hey, man, it really makes you feel like could it possibly come back into the NBA the way Giannis and the Bucks just did, man. Congratulations to them. But just as well as I say that, the Lakers say this. In our next story, guys, Russell Westbrook is now a Los Angeles Laker. All right, so you're like, hey, let's figure out how this happened, right? And y'all, I've been getting a lot of questions on this. What do I think? I tell people, listen, but you know, I'm going to give you what I think, you know, right now. You know, and I tell people I'm talking about it on my podcast. You know. So, the Los Angeles Lakers have acquired guard Russell Westbrook and 3 future second-round picks from the Washington Wizards in exchange for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Montrezl Harrell, and Kyle Kuzma in the draft rights to Isaiah Jackson. Wow. Okay. Wow. Okay, so, excuse me, let's just break this down, right? Let's break this down on the Wizards side of things. Okay, you didn't really lose out here. I get you made the playoffs last year, and that's fine. You didn't really lose out here because you're the Wizards right now. You're an organization who's building and trying to figure it out. You still got a great star like Bradley Beal. I don't know for how long. But now you got some pretty good pieces right here that are very – you can distribute these pieces any way you want to. Kyle Kuzma, right? I think it's finally time. I think he's probably happy now I know he loved playing alongside LeBron. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it. But he can finally spread his wings and fly, so to speak, with playing more free on this team. He doesn't have to play within LeBron's system or whatnot. He can actually try to go to his fullest potential now. You know? And I'm not saying LeBron holds guys down, but he can play to his fullest potential. He was never going to reach that playing with LeBron and the Montrezl Harrell. It's an open court now. Right? It isn't so much, oh, he makes a mistake, I'm taking him out the court, he's not going to play for the next two games. That's not going to happen with Washington. They're going to need all the minutes they can for him. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, a really good 3-and-D guy. So he's going to be crucial in Washington as well. So I think they can use these pieces like no other, and they'll use them right away. They're not new guys. These are not rookies. They've been in the NBA. They've been doing this. They understand the game. And I think Washington can utilize this and what they're trying to use going forward. Now, Los Angeles Lakers. Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, Anthony Davis. Zach, they say Zach, how is this going to work? And Zach says this. I have no earthly idea how this is going to work, guys. I have to be completely honest about it. No idea. Zero. But then, you know, because I'm looking at it. The first thought I had, what the world is this? They ain't going to make it work. They're going to lose. They're not going to win any games like this. Not going to win any championships like this. Russell Westbrook can't shoot. He's not good in clutch moments. He doesn't have self-awareness. You know, he can't shoot the mid-range. Sometimes he goes 2-for-17. He's career low in three-point percentage. And then I said, well, he has LeBron. He has AD. Frank Vogel's a pretty decent coach. LeBron can figure out a way to put Westbrook in the best position. Westbrook and AD play some pick and roll. When LeBron's tired, Westbrook can handle the second team. You can run him out there with AD sometimes as well. You know, Westbrook can, through the course of the season when everybody's tired or whatnot, he can pick up some extra minutes. So I started saying, well, wait a minute, right? Because I'm still unsure. I get what you guys are saying about how this is going to work, because you think about it. Russell Westbrook is not a shooter. Who does LeBron love playing with, guys? He loves playing with shooters, veteran shooters. And that's not Westbrook. He's a ball dominant guy. LeBron's a ball dominant guy as well, though. That's my thing. And you can look at it a couple different ways. Westbrook can be the point, and Bron can be the three or whatnot. So is Bron going to sit back in the corner? I don't see that happening. If you're a head coach, just in general, you want Bron touching that ball like 70% of the time, man. Now, he doesn't have to do it all the time now. Or, okay, say Bron does get the ball. Is Russell Westbrook going to spot up in the corner? Who's going to guard him? Because I'm not going to guard him. Nobody in the NBA is going to guard him. Nobody's going to guard him. So that's why I'm like, where does this work? Now this comes down to LeBron, Vogel, and these guys to figure out how is it. Because what the Lakers just did was what the Lakers always do. Well, let's get all the stars. We're the city of stars. We're championship of Bus City. And throw them in there together, and they'll make it work, because we're the Lakers, and they've always made it work. From Showtime to, you know, with Kobe and Powell and Bynum, and you know, and the time they threw Nash in there as well with Dwight Howard. Oh, they'll make it work. You know, they did. And now, here we go with Westbrook. Throw it in there, and we got LeBron, of all people. He'll make it work. Put it on his shoulders. It's on him. So I'm very, very interested. And guys, you think about it. Some people say, oh, well, LeBron got this. You can do this, you know what I'm saying? I also vaguely remember a Cleveland team that had the likes of LeBron James, Isaiah Thomas, Dwayne Wade on it, Kevin Love, these guys. I remember that. They had a lot of pieces on this team. And I know you like Isaiah Thomas. He didn't even leave. I'm talking about Isaiah Thomas, who has just came off from the Celtics, who was at his highest point. He had a hip injury, but they traded him. And people still had him in his, he was still in his prime. All of them was out of there by trade deadline. Because they couldn't get it finished. They couldn't get it finished. Right? Now, Bron still went to the finals, but it was without them. Couldn't get it finished. So, and then you go back and you look at this past year. All right, year for last, with COVID, it hit, and they went to the bubble, won the championship. And the team they had at the beginning of the year, guys, if you guys remember, was Rondo, the addition, Rondo, McGee, Dwight Howard, I think I'm missing one other person. Not quite sure. But, and everybody was like, how, where are these pieces going to work here? No shooting. You got no shooting. And it worked. It worked. It definitely did. But what's different, Zach? What's different? I'll tell you what's different. You look at McGee and you look at Dwight Howard. Those were two huge bodies which made the Lakers one of the biggest teams in the league at that time. LeBron James, Anthony Davis, JaVale McGee, Dwight Howard. Nobody's getting anything done in the paint. Rajon Rondo, a veteran, playoff Rondo, knows how to pick and choose his spots, right? Knows how to distribute the basketball. You got another guy out there that can move the basketball around, who doesn't take dumb shots, who doesn't do dumb plays. And is good on the defensive end as well. So that came together easier than what you think this can come together. Russell Westbrook within himself is somebody you have to worry about. He said it himself. I have no friends on the court. Just me and the ball. Just me and the basketball. Oh, and my teammates. So that's something to sit there and be like, bro, like, what? How? Can I trust Russ and clutch moments? Because you're not going to take him off the court. That's a whole nother thing. He ain't going for that. You can't take him off the court. And you get rid of Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. That was a big piece for you guys. I'm not even going to lie. That was a big piece for the Los Angeles Lakers. So I'm literally sitting here thinking, like, how? I know some way, somehow, they're going to have success through the regular season. That's not an issue. That's fine. It's the playoffs and the championship. This team is built for the championship. You know, one of the oldest teams in the league. Okay? But we're going to talk about some additions that they've added as well. Wesley Matthews, love him. Markieff Morris. Dwight Howard came back. Marc Gasol. Talen Horton-Tucker. Now you look at it. I don't know if I said Carmelo Anthony, guys. Trevor Ariza. So they've got some pieces, Malik Monk. So they got some good pieces here. Now it's up to Westbrook to figure out his game. Because LeBron's game is LeBron's game. And it don't hurt nobody. Right? It don't hurt the team the way Westbrook can. A lot of things with Westbrook, it's like, man, he put up these triple doubles, but did he really contribute to the win? That's what a lot of it comes from. Because he's the first ballot Hall of Famer. He really is. But you just have to question it sometimes, I must say. But apparently they all three of them got together, meaning Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, and talked about how what they was going to do, who need to move positions. And Russ said he's willing. So that's what we're going to ride with, that he's willing. Which means to me, Russ, you got to play smarter. Okay? Listen to me, man. You got to play smarter. You're in a position to win a championship. There's only one other time in your career that you had the opportunity to do that. And I don't know, that was what, 8, 9 years ago? So take advantage of this moment now. Seize the opportunity that you have before you. Okay? Don't be selfish here. Don't overthink the situation. Read the room. Listen to your teammates. Listen to the people around you. Okay? You got one of the best ever to do it alongside you, as well as one of the best big man ever to do it as well. Okay? You help them out as well as they help you out. If you guys want to make this thing work, you have got to be willing to tone your game down a bit, meaning that it can't all be about, man, aggressive, aggressive, aggressive. There will be times for you to be aggressive. Trust me, Bron and I will let you know. But don't think you have to put the world on your shoulders, Russell Westbrook. Don't think you have to do that. You don't have to do that this time, man. You're good. You're good. Play within this team. You'll have success. Okay? That's that on the Los Angeles Lakers. Let's move on. My Miami Heat. We just got a huge addition in Kyle Lowry from the Toronto Raptors. Hey, guys, listen, man. I really do like Kyle Lowry, man. I mean, he stayed down with the Toronto Raptors and got a ring. You know, got a nice deal while he was over there as well. I mean, he's good friends with Jimmy Butler. You know, so I think it's a huge addition for us. I'm extremely happy about it. I think he's going to come in that point guard spot. He plays defense. I mean, and the thing about Kyle Lowry is he can hit threes. He plays good defense, but he makes those little plays in between and clutch moments. And what I mean by that is like taking those charges, hustling for the ball. And that's what Miami is all about. We got that grit in us. He's built for our team like this. We also just started, we got PJ Tucker. It don't get no more Miami than this, guys. Jimmy Butler, PJ Tucker, Kyle Lowry. It don't get no more than that. And we got shooters on deck, too. We got a hero. We got Duncan Robinson. We got Eric Spoelstra, which I think is one of the best coaches in the NBA. I'm excited. It's fitting. It's fitting right now. Grit. That's what we all about. We get down and we get nasty. We make plays. Do what we have to do to win basketball games. That's what Miami Heat basketball is all about. That's what it's always been about. Super proud of this move right here. Cannot wait to get Kyle Lowry into the Miami Heat uniform with these guys. The extension Jimmy Butler got, well deserved. I think he's going to continuously keep being great. He sees what this team can be, as well as the city and everything and above. Keep being great, guys. I know what happened in the playoffs this year. Put that behind you. Move forward. I can guarantee you guys, it will not happen again. Because you're making moves and this team is getting better. We're there. Let's keep pushing. Let's keep pushing. Guys, we got this, all right? Now, on to my boy, Stephen Curry. Anyway, Stephen Curry, guys, point guard of the Golden State Warriors, has re-upped again his deal for 4 more years with the Golden State Warriors, finalizing a $215 million four-year contract extension as of Friday. So, I mean, it was already solidified that, you know, he's the greatest Warrior of all time. He's all-time scoring. He's Mr. Warrior, right? I had no doubt that he was going to do this. I mean, some of my friends would tell me, I may come to the Lakers. Like my boy Will, shout out to Will. I'm like, you crazy. I don't know, money talk. I'm thinking, listen, it was never really about the money for Steph, right? And yes, don't get me wrong, he'll take this $215 million contract, I get that. But it's about being comfortable and being able to contend. And I think he sees that with the Warriors. It's for him, it's about basketball, but he ain't no ring chaser. Hey, we can win over here, come over here real fast. That ain't him. He's like, hey, I'm happy where I'm at. I'm happy where I'm at. My family's happy. My kids are happy. Everybody's good. I'm good. Business is good. My shoe deals, everything's good right now. I have a great community around me. And as much as I want to continuously keep winning championships, it doesn't mean I have to jump ship every second just to go get one. I'm at the greatest point of my life right now. I truly feel like that's where he's at right now. And outside on the court, he's at a great point in his life right now. And that's hard to find a lot of times. You find a lot of these guys just one team to the next. You know, and they never get somewhere where they're comfortable or whatnot. He's comfortable here. He's comfortable and he's still competitive. That's what's so great about him. He still wants to win, but he wants to do it there. He knows what those days were like when they started off. He was drafted, weren't winning. He knows what it's like when they do win. So clearly he sees some potential in this team to keep things going. He loves it. It's bigger than basketball right now for Steph. I put it that way. Bigger than basketball. But a reason why he probably thinks this team could continuously keep contending is because none other than Andre Iguodala, former finals MVP, guys, has made his way back to the Golden State Warriors, man. He was just on my Miami Heat. We appreciate everything Iguodala did, man, but I think he's where he's going to end his career at now with the Warriors. I mean, man, he was huge for that team in those finals runs that they had. I mean, from what I've been told, he's huge in the community as well. Excuse me. So, you got to look at this and be like, man, this is great. Steph loves Iggy, right? I mean, the Warriors love Iggy. You know what I mean? It's just what it is. Like, he's just a big piece and big veteran piece, which right now Steph Curry and his team needs with so many young players that they have at this moment on that team. So, is Iggy enough right now for these guys to go back to contending? So, let's put it in retrospect. Stephen Curry, Draymond Green, healthy Klay Thompson, eagled out. Now, this team is much better looking than any team they've had this last 2 years. Let's just put it that way. Klay's been out the last 2 years. It's much better looking. We're going to put it that way. And I think you definitely can. I don't know if you just give them a playoff spot right now. I don't know. Right? Because you got to pick up then. You got to see what Klay's going to be at. That's a big part for me. Klay, where is he going to be at? If Klay's game is back on, I know it's bad. People say Draymond played this year, whatnot. If Klay's game is back to where it used to be or even halfway, Draymond Green will start playing better. Then Iguodala fit in and keep flowing. And I think you can keep these guys in for a playoff spot at the time, right? You may want to put them 5 and below, possibly, or whatnot. That's fine. You can see them whatever. But I think you can insert them in there. But it's all based off Klay coming back and playing his game. But let's not forget as well, James Wiseman, who got hurt last year. Now, you get to have him on his second year playing with a full rate of guys who are champions. Who's going to mold him, teach him every second. And he can shoot the basketball. He's good in the inside. Snipers from the outside. Steph, Klay, Dre running the point. Iguodala defensively. You know what I mean? So, these things are going to help Wiseman's game next year. So that's why I got them at least in the playoffs of 5 and below seed. At least, right? Because there's going to be a new energy in the Chase Center next year. If you're able to get a healthy Klay Thompson, if he's on track, which I believe he's on track. Healthy Klay Thompson. Healthy Draymond Green. Healthy Stephen Curry. Healthy James Wiseman, who's eager to get back on the court. And Andre Iguodala, who's happy to be back home, where he loves to be at. So the energy is going to be, it's going to hit different. Steve Kerr is going to be coaching like he never coached before, right? It's a different energy that will be in the building next year for these guys. And you have got to, you got to love that. So just based off of that, I got them at least, you want to zoom, bold prediction, 5 and below, right? Stephen Curry, contract is well deserved. I cannot wait to watch the Warriors. Next year, I can't wait to watch this Warriors team next year. Because, man, you got so many guys with so many things to prove right now. Klay, man, he wants to prove to people he can still get out there and do his thing. And he just want to prove to himself. Man, played basketball in 2 years. That's eating up at him. I know it is. He's dying to get back on that court, man. Look at James Wiseman on the other hand right here, right? You know, Habs playing pretty good, learning the game as he went last year. A lot of young pieces around, but man, gets hurt early on. And sees that these guys' season came down on the line, right, against the Grizzlies, and they lost. And I'm sure he's thinking, man, if I was there, just maybe. That's got to be eating up at him to get out there and contribute to the team and help this team. Draymond Green didn't have his best year last year. Just came off a gold medal, though. Sees the pieces that they've added and the guys that are coming back. That's got to feel like, hey, okay, you guys think I ain't got it? You know, you think I ain't the same guy I was when we had those finals runs and whatnot? I'll show you. Let's do this. Andre Iguodala, hey, man, listen, I'm much older than I was. I may not play as many minutes, but I want you to show you guys I can still make those clutch defensive stops like I've always done for this team. I can always help these guys out. Get things together on the court. Be in the right place at the right time. That's who I am. That's what I do. I'll show you that I can still do that. Hey, and Steph, listen. You know, in competition with himself, to outdo himself every year at anything he does. He knows his expectations, and he exceeds it every single year. Every single year, he exceeds his own expectation. That's the amazing part about Stephen Curry right there. So I think a lot of people got a lot to prove because they've been counted out. They've been counted out, and they're going to come back with a vengeance this year. Congratulations to the Warriors on signing Andre Iguodala as well as Otto Porter Jr. Also, congratulations to Steph Curry on the new deal. Congratulations to Draymond Green on his gold medal, Team USA. And, hey, listen, congratulations to Klay Thompson, man. In the gym, getting work, man. No injuries, you know, knock on wood, you know. Congratulations to all those guys, man. Keep working, man. I think, you know, you're starting to see some light now at the end of the tunnel, guys. Definitely. Lonzo Ball. Y'all remember him? Triple B? BBB? Well, he ain't with them no more. But yeah, Lonzo Ball, guys, a free agent from the New Orleans Pelicans, guys. I don't know if guys remember him. He was second overall pick. And I can't even remember which draft. It got to be 2-3 years ago now. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. To the Los Angeles Lakers. Didn't necessarily pan out. Played like 1 year with LeBron and ended up getting traded. And that was that on that account. Went to the Pelicans. Played with Zion Williamson. Really improved his game. Improved his shooting, which was huge. And just became a much, much better player. Has recently just signed with the Chicago Bulls, guys, in free agency. I'm proud of this. I really am. It's like an $80 million deal, too. Like, because you look at what he was years ago when he first came into the league, you didn't think he was an $80 million guy. Like, some people were saying, oh, he need to be cut. I even said, like, dude, like, he is not. Yeah, they probably cut him. Second overall pick. You know, one game he scored like 2 points with the Lakers. But I don't know. It's like the more I watch the Lakers and when LeBron got there, and I was just like, you know, when they made the trade for AD, you guys remember that. They ended up trading Lonzo, Brandon Ingram, and Josh Hart. Kept Kyle Kuzma, who they just recently traded. And I'm just like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? And of course, Lakers are a city of stars. They don't care about building a team. I said, these guys, I could see it for them. Like, these guys are good. They just don't know. You don't know what you don't know. Right? Am I right? Like, you just don't know what you don't know. And that was the case with them. They didn't know. You could tell, like, yo, these guys can be some really good players. They just need time. It's not going to happen for them overnight. Which no player does, no progression just comes overnight. It don't happen like that. But the Lakers weren't willing to stick with them. They expected them to come out off rip like that. It doesn't work like that. I get it happened with Magic Johnson and whatnot, but it doesn't work like that for everybody, and that is okay. That's fine. And I think it'll come back to bite the Lakers 4 or 5 years down the line, unless they acquire some more stars or something like that. I think definitely it's going to come back to get these guys. Because, I mean, you know, excuse me, I had to give me a sip of water. It's going to come back and bite these guys. And so I'm watching the progression. You look at Brandon Ingram with the Pelicans. He got a new deal. Huge deal. Can't remember the numbers and whatnot, but he got a big deal over there. And, you know, doing his thing, playing his game over there. You know what I mean? Being who he wanted to be, who he couldn't be with the Lakers. Josh Hart was playing well over there as well. Lonzo Ball was doing his thing. Now, only thing about the Pelicans, while I'm glad that Lonzo Ball left there, because it was just like a bunch of talent in one pool. That's really what it was, guys. Like a bunch of talent in one pool just thrown together. And Lonzo was kind of getting lost in it, although he was still showing he had skills. He was getting lost in it. I think he wanted to go somewhere where he could, you know, relax more and show more, and got the constantly keep trying to find this person over here, cater to this person. He, you know, that's what he does. He's a point guard, but he wasn't able to really just be who he wanted to be and relax, okay? It's just too many working pieces at one time, too many guys that were projects trying to work towards something, trying to figure out who they are. And I think he knew once he improved the shot who he was, and he was ready to test the mark in the show. Chicago Bulls is an amazing landing spot. They also acquired DeMar DeRozan from the San Antonio Spurs. And Zach LaVine is over there as well, man. Now, I don't know what this team look like playoff-wise. I'm not, you know, championship, no. I'm not giving them that. But it's great to see Lonzo finally be the head of a team right now. You know, and I'm interested. I'm definitely going to tune into some Bulls games next year to see how this works. Because I'm excited about it. I think DeRozan was dying to get out of San Antonio. I mean, nothing against Pop, but I don't think he ever really wanted to be there. But I think he was really dying to get out of there and do his own thing somewhere else. And I think he's going to be happy with this now. He's got a great point guard right there with him also. Zach LaVine, explosive. And, you know, DeMar DeRozan, very, very good in the mid-range. Like I said, playoffs, I don't know, maybe 7th or 8th seed coming in. I'm not sure just yet. I have to see these guys on the court, guys, before I can really give you that. But maybe 7th or 8th seed right now, giving them in the East. But I mean, who knows? You know what? Who knows? Let's say it could be higher, because you look at the situation with the Celtics. It don't look like it ain't got a whole lot better there, right? Kemba Walker left. He's with the New York Knicks now, right? So it hasn't got a whole lot better there. Neither. We don't know the situation there. They got a new coach with the Celtics. You know what I'm saying? So you look at the 76ers. We see what happened this year when they imploded with Ben Simmons. It's cut off all communications with him, right? So you can look at guys right now. You got the Bucks, right? You can put my Miami Heat up in there. So, I mean, they could be higher because the East every year is normally a toss-up. Who's going to go get it? That's just the deal normally. But you got Atlanta as well. You got those guys still in the mix. So East is normally a toss-up. Who's going to go get it? Who's not? Who's really committed and what have you? But I cannot wait to see this. I'm so proud for Alonzo Ball. It all started with his dad doing all that talking. He finally, it's like we watched him grow from a boy to a man. He didn't want to do Triple B no more. He left that behind. He wanted to do things his own way. And he did. And you can tell his brothers, they followed him as suit as LaMelo Ball was playing for Charlotte. You know, and you know, we really watched these guys grow. We really watched them grow, man, honestly, literally, you know, on TV, day in and day out and whatnot. So proud of Lonzo Ball. Happy for this Bulls organization. I think they got some pieces right now they can be proud of and build on that they have going towards them. So, hey, shout out to the Chicago Bulls, Lonzo Ball, DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine. Guys, go out there, go play hard for this city. And go have some fun while doing it, guys. So, let's talk about a little bit of football. You guys want to talk about football a little bit? No? Yeah? No? Yeah? Okay. Let's talk about a little bit of football, guys. So, Josh Allen. Pretty amazing quarterback, right? I'd say so. Just signed a massive 6-year deal, $280 million. I want to get that right. Let me double check my sources, guys. $258 million with $150 million guaranteed. Wow. Sign me up. Listen, I feel like we all knew this was gonna happen for him because I mean, honestly, he's that good right now. And that's what the market afforded for him. And I think he's going to be good for those 6 years to come. I think he at least gets one MVP in those 6 years. I think we've yet to see the best of Josh Allen. I think he's just scratching the surface with a great organization. So this 6-year, $258 million contract, man, he's just going to put his head down and keep working at this point. He has so much more work to do to get better and be that quarterback, man. He's definitely one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL right now, setting the tone for a lot of things. Like I said, MVP is in his future. He gets it within these next 6 years. I'm calling it right now. I can see it. If not this year, he may get it. So, congratulations, Josh Allen, on the contract, man. Big, big deal, man. These guys are, you know, the Bills, man. They're good. They're a fun team to watch. They really are. And you got to be proud for an organization for so many years that wasn't really successful like that. I remember when they had T.O. and they gave him the key to the city and all the things like that. But, man, it's look like they got their guy and they got the guys around them now. And they keep that defense apart and just keep pushing forward right now. You know, give him this deal. Show him that he is loved and that you do care. And that's how much you think of him. When you give this money number like this is amount, it really shows them how much you care about, you know, what they're doing and how much you potential you see in them, how great that they are. And that's great for the Bills right now, man. It really is. Really is. Which means we're on the brink of the NFL season, guys. Training camps are taking place as we speak, right? The season starts in September. Right? Fantasy football, right? So many great things on the horizon, guys, right now. So that's why I'm super excited. It's August right now, okay? And we're having a great time. Football is around the corner. You got high school football starts in a couple weeks, then college football, then you got NFL football. Oh, man. It's going to be an amazing fall. That's all I know, guys. That's all I know right now. That's why I'm so happy. That's why I'm so excited. That's why the energy is up today. But you know what? Before we move forward to the fall or whatnot, let's just go on and still hit on a couple free agent pieces, from the NBA that we saw. Trae Young re-up with the Atlanta Hawks. He had an amazing playoff run with those guys. 5 years, $207 million contract. They also signed John Collins. 5 years, $125 million. But this got me. Lou Will, 1 year, $5 million. Do you mean to tell me you don't want more money? I don't know what the deal is with that. I'm definitely confused on why he didn't get more money than he did. So, I don't really know right now. I mean, that's kind of bad. I need to dig in that a little bit deeper, but it looked like he would have wanted more money. But anyway, key additions for your Brooklyn Nets. James Johnson, 1 year, undisclosed at this time. Patty Mills, 2 years, $12 million as we speak, guys. So the Nets added on. I mean, that biggest problem last year, was staying healthy. And they brought back Blake Griffin for 1 year, undisclosed on the amount. And Bruce Brown, $4.7 million qualifying offer and whatnot. So their biggest deal was just staying healthy. But keeping those guys that they had is big pieces right there as well. Let's see some other notable trades. We talked about Lonzo as well, and DeMar DeRozan coming in. If you want to know numbers on DeMar DeRozan, it's 3 years, $85 million for him. Coming to play for those guys. Cleveland Cavaliers at the time. Jared Allen, 5 year, $100 million. My God, that's shocking. Now, he's a hell of a ball player. You guys remember him playing on the Brooklyn Nets. He's one hell of a ball player. I will give him that. He's amazing at what he does. And I guess Cleveland said, hey, we believe in you too, man. Definitely, right? Dallas Mavericks had Reggie Bullock for 3 years, $30.5 million. Sterling Brown, 2 years, $6.2 million. Brought back Tim Hardaway with 4 years, $74 million, and Boban Marjanovic with the 1 year minimum. And they're still, I believe, working on a deal for Luka. I think, it's going to be a big deal, but I think it got a hold because he was a little bit upset with the organization not bringing in enough people for him or whatnot. So, I mean, hey, we're going to, you gotta take care of Luka. You got to take care of Luka. I mean, that's just what it is. That's just what it is, Talking about the Golden State Warriors, adding Otto Porter Jr. right now and Andre Iguodala as well. Key departures were Eric Pascal and Kent Bazemore and Kelly Oubre Jr. So, and also, we talked about Kemba Walker. He was sent to Oklahoma City, got bought out that contract. They sent him to New York. So, that's how that happened as well. So, let's move on here. A couple more things before we end the show. Yeah, I think this is probably one of our shortest shows right here. Yeah, I ain't even at an hour yet, but I probably will have to talk about this. Baker Mayfield contract situations up in the air at the moment, guys. I mean, he consistently keeps, I just don't know how to put this because Baker's played the last couple of years, man. It's just one of those things where it's like, hey, just it went from, hey, go be amazing to, hey, just take care of the ball. Hey, just get us 5 yards and then we'll take care of the rest. So it's kind of been a down spiral, a lot of it, because for first overall pick, he wasn't progressing as fast as well as we would have liked him to. But you got to give him also the fact he had like 3-4 different head coaches, because the NFL, nobody cares. They want you to get right. I think they re-signed Baker Mayfield. I think they re-up for his fifth year to see what he's going to do. I don't think they give him a big contract offer, but I think they're going to, use that fifth year for leverage and see what they can get out of it. I definitely, but if I'm the Browns, I'm definitely keeping Baker around. I think this year he performs and he gets a contract that he wants. Aaron Rodgers is back, but there's a catch. This will be his last year in Green Bay. He set up a deal somehow, some way, not sure, to void the last year of his contract. So he will just be playing this year in particular, guys. So there you have it. As we know it, Aaron Rodgers, this would be his last year here in Green, but he got what he wanted. I guess the organization got what they wanted. They got him to come back, and now you got a year ahead of time, I guess, to say get Jordan Love ready for when the time comes next year. And Team USA, once again, shout out to them on winning gold in the Olympics. It was a little touch and go in there for a while, losing some exhibition games, but they proved at the end of the day, USA, man, handled their business and won. Man, shout out to all the other countries as well that competed, as well as the other competitors in different sports or whatnot, man. It was a great Olympic, event for so many people to watch and see. So much discussion, as you guys know as well. A lot of controversial things like that. But overall, it was a great Olympics this year. You know what I mean? I'm proud that our guys brought home the gold. So, we are early today, guys. We're about at 45 minutes, I believe. Yeah. We'll be wrapping this up right now, man. That is all from me on the Kids Act podcast today, man. You know what I'm saying? I had so much fun coming on here, talking with you guys. Like I said, DJ should be back next week. If not, me and you guys will run it up again like we always do, because I'm going to be bringing you this news all through the fall. And like we said, football season is on the horizon. It's peeking over. We can see it, guys. And I will be bringing you all the latest news when and whenever. Also, my YouTube, when breaking news happens as well, I will be going live on YouTube, streaming, and discussing it right away. So if you guys want to, head over to my YouTube channel, Kid Zack, KIDDZACK. That's KIDDZACK. And check those out when need be. I normally do one at the beginning of the season. I'll do one again at the beginning of this season. I'll go on there and live stream. So you guys go on there, listen to that. You know, chime in on the chat. Do whatever you want to, man. I'll respond to you whatever need be, man. Okay. But that's all for me today, man. I'm so happy to get back on here talking with you guys. So much fun. It's glad to be back in this year going. Shout out to all the kids starting school, all the last first days for seniors and the first days for freshmen in high school and for kindergarten and everything. Everybody, shout out to that. Go be great in school, man. Go be amazing, man. But I hope y'all have a great day. I hope y'all be productive, man. Love y'all, man. Y'all have an amazing day, man. Be blessed.